It is a WRL weather alert day, and our showers from this morning are moving out, but thunderstorms are likely to roll in this evening. I'll show you the timeline.
And we're following breaking news of a stabbing at a high school in Moore County. The new details coming from police in the last hour.
Plus, we're taking you live to Charlotte as we await the arrival of the Carolina Panthers' newest quarterback. WRL's Pat Welter brings us the excitement from the Queen City. Right now, you're looking live over Wake County, where rain is taking a break for your noon hour. Today is a WRL weather alert day, and severe storms are on the way within the next several hours. Hello, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Much of our area is under a level one risk for severe weather, and meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has the timeline on when those storms will kick back up again today.
So here's a look at the dual Doppler 5000 radar. You can see that rain has finally moved out of our viewing area. We're beginning to see a few holes in the clouds, and that sunshine as it hits the Earth's surface will create some energy in the atmosphere, and that's going to help to set the stage for some thunderstorms this afternoon. We do have a level one risk for severe storms. That means the storms will be isolated. We're not going to see widespread severe thunderstorms for this afternoon. Damaging winds are possible with a few of those storms as well as some hail. So here's where we are right now. Lunchtime, we're seeing again that rain sliding off to the east. Futurecast wants to pop up maybe a stray shower this afternoon. I think for the most part we'll end up staying dry, but we couldn't rule out an isolated shower. After 2 o'clock, we'll continue to see more and more sunshine, especially from Raleigh southward. We'll see some breaks in the clouds, and then as the cold front gets closer to us, we'll see more storms developing. And you can see they do remain fairly isolated for us during the evening and all the way up until around 11 or 12 o'clock. And then after that, we're going to see a nice quiet day for Saturday. Here's a look at our high-resolution satellite. And there's still a lot of cloud cover out there, but look at how much black you can see in between the clouds. That's where our skies are starting to clear. We're seeing even more of that back to the west. This is a look at Chapel Hill. And you can see, look at all the shadows that we can see here, all the trees and all of that. So it looks cloudy overhead, but we are seeing a good bit of sunshine breaking through. That, again, will help to destabilize the atmosphere and bring us some evening storms. Now, we also have a WRL weather alert day for Sunday. Sunday, at this point, is looking rather wet for us with a chance of afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Here's a look at Goldsboro, where it's still a little bit on the damp side. We haven't seen as much sunshine in our eastern counties. Temperature is 73 degrees. We're going to end up with temperatures in the mid-70s for this afternoon. Again, we do have a level one risk for severe storms for Sunday, and we'll walk through the timeline coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Stay on top of the forecast for this weekend with the WRL weather app. From there, you can see live radar and follow the system as it moves through the Carolinas.
We turn now to breaking news from Moore County. One student could be facing charges after stabbing another student at Pinecrest High School in Southern Pines today. WRL's Gilbert Bays is live at the school right now. Gilbert, what do we know about the condition of the victim?
Well, the last word we got, this is a female student, and she is in surgery, is what we're told right now, with critical wounds. Very emotional day, as you might imagine, here at Pinecrest High School. This happened about 8:45 this morning. That was first period. And we're told it happened outside the auditorium, inside the parking lot here on campus. We're told that the two students had some type of altercation. I've talked with several students who were emotional about what happened, some even hearing the screams of the young lady who was stabbed and then taken to the hospital. This happened apparently, according to the students, it's a boyfriend-girlfriend, some type of altercation about them breaking up, and the next thing you knew, the young lady was stabbed. We want to point out that Moore County and the school system here has its own law enforcement center here. They are have a certified police force here. They responded this morning. So did Southern Pines Police, and I think some deputies from Moore County Sheriff's Office responded as well. We know that the individual who did the stabbing was taken into custody. We don't have his name. We've seen some video of an individual being arrested this morning. We might be able to share that later once we confirm that that's the individual who was arrested. So the suspect in custody, the young lady who was stabbed is in the hospital undergoing surgery right now. We'll have more on this story later on today. Renee?
The horror of it all, just devastating. Gilbert Bays reporting live in Moore County.
We have a live look for you right now at the stage of the NFL draft in Kansas City. The Carolina Panthers had a big night yesterday, and today we are awaiting the arrival of Panthers' number one draft pick, quarterback Bryce Young. He's in North Carolina, and we'll meet fans any moment now. WRL's Pat Welter is in Charlotte waiting on the new king of the Queen City. Pat, what's that atmosphere like?
Today, It's a party and a celebration right now in Charlotte. I'll tell you what, it's not every day you get to see the future. His name is Bryce Young, and he's arriving here any minute right now at Bank of America Stadium. Fans were ecstatic last night. They are ecstatic right now. Owner David Tepper said they drafted Bryce Young because they believe he could win Super Bowls. Yes, plural. So I'm joined by a fan here who's hoping he could win some of those Super Bowls. This is Connor. Took the day off from work to be a part of this. Connor, is Bryce Young the savior this franchise needs?
Well, not only do I think he's the savior, I think we could be establishing another empire similar to what we have with Cam Newton. His mobility and football IQ combined with Coach Reich's system, I think it could be something really special, so I'm excited to see it.
What made you want to come out and be a part of this today?
Saw what was going on, decided to cut out of work and walk over here. Got to be a part of welcoming our new guy, so, you know. Big event for Charlotte, and hopefully the start of a new era.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day here in Charlotte. Hopefully the first of many celebrations. I'll let you enjoy because he should be here any minute. Let's give you guys a live look at some of the other fans and the crowd here that's gathered in downtown Charlotte. I'll tell you what, Frank Reich said they fell in love with the tape of Bryce Young, but one of the things that really convinced them was a dinner they had with him where he described his immaculate detailed practice habits every single week. So Bryce Young scheduled to be here any minute. We will have live coverage for you throughout the noon. If he comes any minute from now, we'll have coverage of his press conference later on at 1. So stick with us the rest of the afternoon. For now, I send it back to you guys in the studio.
Man, that is something else. Usually a type of celebration like that is reserved for after somebody does something. Here you got a guy who hasn't done anything yet, but he's going to show up to a lot of pressure. Pat Welter live in Charlotte for us. Thanks, Pat. This could be the day a Garner native launches his NFL career. Keon White played at Georgia Tech. He was in Kansas City for the draft, and many analysts predicted he would be a round one or two selection. A Sports Illustrated reporter said he does not expect White will have to wait very long to hear his name called today. The NFL draft resumes with round two at 7 o'clock tonight.
NC State is working to support students on campus today after two student suicides in a span of just 24 hours this week. WRL's Keenan Willard is on Hillsborough Street in Raleigh with how the university is responding during this difficult time. Keenan.
Renee, you can imagine so many people here on campus mourning the loss of their friends, fellow students, and even teammates in some circumstances. But as a result, the university is going to make sure that they have somewhere to go today, providing counseling here on campus throughout the rest of the day. Now, this all started on Wednesday evening. NC State police found the body of NC State riflery athlete Ben Salas near Lake Raleigh on Centennial Campus. That was the first confirmed suicide among students. And then just hours later, around noon on Thursday yesterday, NC State police say that they found the body of another student at Sullivan Residence Hall who also died by suicide. That student has not been identified by NC State police. Now, the deaths mean there have now been 7 suicides among NC State students since August. The university has been responding for months by working to build up its mental health services for students. Chancellor Randy Woodson, in a message last night, said today State will have drop-in counseling available for any students who need help right now. The first session started an hour ago and will last until 1 o'clock in the lounge of Caldwell Hall. And then from 1 to 4, counselors will have a room in the Tally Student Union for anyone to come who needs support in this moment. Counselors will also be back at the Tally Student Union on Monday afternoon for more counseling support. We also want to reiterate, anyone who needs help in this moment can call the Mental Health Hotline for Suicide Support 988. That's available to anyone, anywhere, if you can't get in to see a counselor. Renee.
Keenan Willard reporting live near campus. Thank you. And if you or someone you know is in crisis, as Keenan mentioned, 988, the 3 digits you need to know for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. We also have a list of crisis counseling and county-by-county resources in North Carolina. Go to WRAL.com, search Get Help.
Final day of trading on Wall Street for the week, and we'll take a look at stocks. Dow Jones Industrial Average, after a drop right out of the gate this morning, spends the entire rest of the morning in green. It is up 220 points right now. NASDAQ has jumped up to 45 points above board, and the S&P 500, 21 points in positive territory. Wake County School Board will go over public input today as they continue to work to find a new leader for the largest school district in the state. Board members will look over the results of more than 4,000 public surveys and 1,700 staff surveys. They give feedback on the characteristics people want to see in the replacement for Caddy Moore, who is retiring at the end of June. Now, top responses on the public survey include integrity and listening to input. The staff survey results show they're interested in someone who has been a principal or teacher before.
Today is International Workers' Memorial Day. It's a day set aside to honor the memory of people who died on their jobs in 2021. That's the most recent year for which full data is available. WRO's Ken Smith joins us now with how our state is taking part in this observance. Ken.
Well, Renee, the ceremony happened at the Capitol grounds in downtown Raleigh, steeped in symbolism. That's some of the 179 times that bell tolled this morning for people in North Carolina who died on the job in 2021. This observance isn't just for people who died, but anyone injured on the job as well. Union members and community leaders used the occasion to call for stronger safety protections for workers in North Carolina.
Too many workers are dying needlessly of occupational diseases, industrial accidents, and workplace violence. So we're here at the Department of Labor advocating for more funding so they can hire more compliance officers and make sure that workers have the training and equipment they need to do their jobs safely. The laws
we have. McMillan pointed out transportation causes more workplace deaths than any other occupation. Other common factors are workplace violence as well as slips and falls. So why April 28th? Well, OSHA was founded on April 28th, 1971. Of course, that's the agency tasked with ensuring safe and healthy working conditions and investigating workplace deaths and injuries. Renee.
And now we know the significance of this day. Ken Smith, thank you.
Next at noon, testifying against his old boss, former Vice President Mike Pence answers to a grand jury about Donald Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election. What Trump has to say about it.
Also, if you're getting out and about this weekend, how the Durham Bulls are celebrating your favorite Star Wars characters.
Well, it's buy now, pay later, a purchasing option that's gaining popularity, but at what expense to your budget?
A significant development in the special counsel's probe into former President Trump's effort to overturn the 2020 election. Former Vice President Mike Pence testified before the special counsel's grand jury, all as he weighs a possible presidential run against his former boss. Bree Jackson looks at the race for the White House.
A dramatic development in the investigation into attempts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Former Vice President Mike Pence testifying against his old boss, former President Trump. Pence allies say he has nothing to hide.
He was pretty explicit in his book and wrote about it pretty extensively, and so there really shouldn't be any secrets there for people anxious to know what it is he would testify.
Trump, who is running for president again, responded to the news.
Mr. President, what do you think of Mike Pence testifying today?
Oh, I don't know what he said.
Let me get a picture.
I have a lot of confidence in him.
This comes as Pence weighs a run for the White House. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley already declared her candidacy.
If you vote for Joe Biden, you really are counting on a President Harris, because the idea that he would make it until 86 years old is not something that I think is likely.
President Biden unveiled his bid for re-election Tuesday and is focusing on issues.
Look, let's protect our children from gun violence. Keep lowering the prescription drug cost. Let's protect Social Security and Medicare.
Potential voters are bracing themselves for the political battles ahead.
It's way too soon for that. It seems like we just came out of the last one.
If it's a rematch with Trump and Biden, that just confirms that we're living in a dystopian escape nightmare that I cannot escape from. It's kind of like Groundhog's Day, except not funny.
The race for the White House is already heating up. In Washington, Bree Jackson, NBC News.
As for other rumored Democratic candidates, Senator Bernie Sanders told the Associated Press he will not embark on a campaign for president. He says he will endorse President Biden's reelection.
The U.S. military is getting more reports of sexual assault. An annual report found more than 7,300 reports of sexual assault against service members in 2022, which is up slightly from the last year of 2021 in those reports. Overall, the number of assault reports has consistently increased in the military since 2010. The latest battle in the abortion fight could be a law passed 150 years ago. The Comstock Act bans the mailing of contraceptives, lewd materials, and drugs. The act could provide a pathway for effectively banning abortion nationwide, even in states where the procedure is legal. It could also have an effect on surgical abortions by restricting the shipment of supplies used in the procedure.
The final weekend of April is here, and it is filled with festivals.
Sure is. Here's a look at WRL Out and About's Best Bets. Fayetteville Dogwood Festival kicked off last night and continues through Sunday. There'll be carnival rides, food, live music, and a kids' zone. It's all happening at Festival Park, and there'll be concerts each night followed by fireworks.
In Cary, you can experience another festival. The Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival is tomorrow. More than 170 local artists will be at Bond Park. There are four stages of entertainment, plus lots of food and activities and fun for the kids. Admission is free.
Durham Bulls will be celebrating Star Wars night on Saturday, so the coaches and players will be wearing special jerseys featuring Baby Yoda right there. There'll also be visits from several Star Wars characters. First pitch is 6:35. For even more events coming up this weekend, just go to WRL.com and search Out and About. And they should be just fine tomorrow night for Star Wars night weather-wise.
Yeah, Saturdays are one clear day to go out and enjoy the outdoors. Tonight, it's going to get dicey. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking our WRL Weather Alert Day.
That was an awfully messy morning with all of that rain, and it has, for the most part, shifted eastward and headed toward the coast. Things have quieted down a good bit, and we are looking at the potential for some scattered storms to develop later on today. So we do have the level one risk for severe storms across the viewing area. It's a WRL Weather Alert Day. Damaging winds and hail will be our biggest threat. But we're talking about isolated storms, and you'll see that as we roll through Futurecast. We had this warm front crossing our area this morning. That's what brought us all the rain. And we now get a little bit of a break between the warm front and the arrival of the cold front. There are no storms, there are no severe storms that are popping up along that cold front right now as it approaches the mountains. But last night, we did have some severe storms across parts of Tennessee and down into Georgia. As it moves eastward and interacts with some of our daytime heating, we will end up with the potential for a few isolated storms that could become severe with wind damage. We have a lot more clearing back to the west. You can see all the white showing up on our satellite map. That's where the clouds are. And of course, the dark shaded area is where the ground is. So we're seeing the ground in between some of those clouds, especially from Raleigh westward. Here's Futurecast from now on through the next few hours. It wants to pop up a stray shower or two. I don't think any of that would be severe. We should see a good bit of sunshine in places showing through between now and 5 or 6 o'clock. And then between 6 and 7, we start to see more cells popping up. And that's where we'd have a good chance for at least one or two of those to produce some severe winds. Notice the coverage is looking less. Matter of fact, it's looking less and less with every round of the computer models that come in. So that's definitely good news. Certainly, we don't have a widespread risk for severe storms for later on today. But again, it does remain a WRL Weather Alert Day. And Sunday is actually looking wetter and wetter. This afternoon is looking drier and drier. Sunday's looking wetter and wetter with a level one risk for severe storms. Here's a look at the outlook for that. It's most of the viewing area minus a few of our north and western counties, but I might not be surprised if it extends across those counties as we get a little bit closer to Sunday. So watch what happens Saturday night. Now, we're likely to be dry through around 10 or 11, but then we may have a round of rain that moves through. That's plenty of time for the Durham Bulls to play their Star Wars game. That's so much fun. Their jerseys looked awesome. But we're looking at that chance of some isolated showers around midnight. And then by 8 a.m., we have more rain that rolls through. Some of that rain looks pretty heavy. There's 10 a.m. Sunday. There's noon on Sunday, and it just keeps on coming. There's 3 o'clock. We could see some scattered storms in the afternoon that are severe. And then watch this line. I mean, that definitely looks like it would have the potential for some severe storms. Now, of course, we have two more days of computer model runs to watch, and it may look a little lighter by the time we get to Saturday night. So keep checking back. Boy, the folks over there in Pinehurst did not waste any time after that rain moved on out. Look at that golf course, the putting green anyway, busy right now. 73 degrees. We have some sunshine breaking through. It's a little on the sticky side.
side with that 2 point at 65, but still feeling pretty good out there. 73 in Clinton, still 63 in Roxborough, but we are on our way to a warm afternoon. Now, Dogwood Festival, we talked about that earlier. There could be a few isolated severe storms during the music this evening, so be careful for that. Saturday during the day looks fantastic, temperature near 80. Sunday right now really almost looks like a washout. Once we get past Sunday, we're seeing some mild temperatures, upper 60s and low 70s, so it does get a bit quieter past the weekend.
Elizabeth, thanks. Well, tonight the Carolina Hurricanes have another chance to clinch a spot in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Ahead on our news at 4, WRL's Casey Hintz has a preview of Game 6 against the Islanders.
Meantime, still ahead this noon, more Americans are clicking on the buy now, pay later option when they check out online. Why a new study shows more are doing it for basic necessities.
Plus, WRL talks one-on-one with the Carolina Panthers' number one NFL draft pick. What Bryce Young says he wants to bring to the home team this upcoming season. We have a break in the rain at this hour. You're looking live at the DVAP. The Durham Bulls have a homestand through the weekend. Tomorrow, they're celebrating your favorite Star Wars characters. You're watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. It is a popular new way to buy goods online. It's called Buy Now, Pay Later.
And a new study shows that more Americans are turning to that option when they check out. CJ Papa shows us how this method affects your wallet.
Inflation squeezing Americans' pockets. Some turning to buy now, pay later options when purchasing everyday items. A new LendingTree survey shows 46% of consumers are using a pay later option this year. That's up from 43% a year ago.
The most common structure is 4 interest-free payments over 6 weeks.
Buy now, pay later users are spending on items like clothing, accessories, furniture, electronics, and groceries. But Bankrate.com's senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says he also sees it being used for more services.
Things like travel and concert tickets. And I think concerningly, we're also seeing more of this for everyday purchases. It does worry me when people are financing things like groceries and gas in this manner.
Rossman says the big risk of buy now, pay later is overspending.
There's this kind of behavioral finance element that, oh, it's not a $200 purchase anymore. It's just 4 biweekly payments of $50, but sometimes people overdo it.
A lot of the consumer goods retailers online and in physical stores are providing these services now. They make it very easy to do it, and it generates revenue, but it does stack it up on the consumer's balance sheet.
LendingTree says 32% of men and 23% of women used pay later options in March.
We are starting to see delinquencies go up on both credit cards and buy now, pay later. I mean, credit cards are not innocent either, of course. You definitely want to be mindful of that. It is a sad situation when people are financing day-to-day essentials.
If you are struggling to pay your bills or start an emergency fund, you want to steer clear of the buy now, pay later process. It's convenient, but it's easy to overspend with that method for sure.
WRL is live in Charlotte today for the arrival of the Carolina Panthers' number one pick. After the break, we hear from Bryce Young after the announcement and what he's looking forward to.
Plus, Patti LaBelle is coming to Durham, when she'll be in the Bull City and what you need to know about the concert if you want to go. And before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Students at Middle Creek High School in Cary arrived to see increased security this morning. It's a precaution after a student was found with an airsoft gun on campus yesterday.
Now, airsoft guns shoot plastic pellets, but resemble traditional firearms. WRL's Nia Hardin explains what's being done to keep students there safe.
Well, this morning we saw students and staff arriving to school. They are now in the classroom, but many students have also probably decided to not attend school today, deciding maybe to take the day off. We do know that a juvenile petition was filed against this student accused of bringing this airsoft gun to school on Thursday. Video showing you what things were looking like when police were working to investigate what happened. Students had reported to a teacher they saw another student hiding something in a sweatshirt. It was later handed over to police. Parents have expressed their frustration.
Going to school in America shouldn't be a risk. If it's a risk, we got a problem.
Because that student is under the age of 18, their name will not be released. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Cary.
State Capitol Police Chief R.E. Chip Hawley will now lead the State Bureau of Investigation. Chief Hawley will fill the post being vacated when current director Bob Schirmeier's term ends on June 30th. The nomination is for a six-year term. Hawley is subject to General Assembly for confirmation.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, the state Supreme Court just ruled on three major cases that affect voting right here in North Carolina. They reinstated a voter ID law, meaning you do have to show an ID when you vote. People with felonies will not have their voting rights reinstated. And voting maps that were once determined to be unfair by Democrats, the court is now saying they are okay. The court has said they are fair. Governor Cooper is responding this afternoon on this, saying in part the Republican State Supreme Court has ignored the Constitution and followed the marching orders of the Republican legislature. Republican legislatures wanted a partisan court that would issue partisan opinions, and that's exactly what this is.
Thanks, Michelle. We're learning more about the airman suspected of leaking classified documents. According to prosecutors, Jack Teixeira has a history of violent threats. Court filings show the 21-year-old talked about killing people to, in his words, cull the weak-minded. Prosecutors also say he looked up mass killings on his computer using search words like Uvalde and Las Vegas shooting. Yesterday, Teixeira asked a federal judge to release him from detention. The judge said he'll give his ruling at a later date. If convicted, Teixeira faces at least 25 years in prison.
The excitement continues today, this noon hour, for the Carolina Panthers' first overall pick in the NFL draft.
The Carolina Panthers select Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama.
Fans are still celebrating. They believe Bryce Young will take the team to another Super Bowl. Bryce Young is now the third Panthers quarterback to be drafted in the first round. WRL was there as the excitement permeated the Bank of America Stadium last night. Gerald Owens caught up with him right after the Panthers made their number one pick.
In the end, size didn't matter. The Carolina Panthers are pinning their future on a 5'10 quarterback who was told all his life that he was too small to play the position. Well, just look at him now. He always seems to smile, and why not? Bryce Young will be a starting quarterback in the NFL with fame and fortune beyond his imagination.
Is it surreal yet to think that there will be little kids in Pasadena wearing the number 9 Bryce Young Carolina Panthers jersey?
It's super. It's definitely surreal. I'm so grateful to be where, to be from where I'm from, you know, from Dena, and to hopefully do everything I can to try to add to the legacy of the city, make the city proud, and, you know, do everything I can also to help Charlotte, help that city as well.
Play on the field speaks for itself, but that's not the only reason the Panthers drafted him.
I really have a strong will, especially with this organization in Carolina, to do everything I can to help them be successful, to help accomplish those goals.
He played at a storied university and thrived in the moment.
To be able to play against the best every day in practice, be able to play against the best within the conference, and, you know, to be able to play on those big stages, to play in those big games. You know.
Panther fans hope the best of Bryce Young is yet to come.
Bryce Young will have some help in turning this team around. The Panthers have two more picks today when we will meet the next new Carolina Panthers. Gerald Owens, WRAL News, Kansas City.
With all of Bryce's skills come expectations. WRAL News will stay on top of today's second round of picks at the 2023 NFL Draft. Also, we'll have live coverage of Bryce Young's arrival to North Carolina.
Carolina Hurricanes get a chance to move on tonight in the NHL playoffs to the second round, and the Canes play New York tonight, the Islanders, game 6, the best of 7 series. Carolina holding that slim 3-2 lead in the series. They couldn't quite close out the Islanders at PNC Tuesday night. If they can't do it tonight, they will be back in Raleigh Sunday for a decisive game 7. R&B singer and actor Patti LaBelle is coming to the Durham Performing Arts Center this fall. She is part of the Forest at Duke Legends concert at the DPAC. She'll perform Friday, September 29th at 8 p.m. And because kids under 6 aren't allowed at this show, you might want to get a babysitter for this one. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. on the DPAC website.
So Students and staff at Garner Magnet High School celebrated Wake County's Teacher of the Year this morning. This is new video from the event at school today. Terry Hennings was awarded the honor at a formal ceremony last night. But all those high fives from the students, the Air Force veteran has taught civic literacy and African American studies at Garner Magnet High School since 2017. Listen to the cheers. Hennings spoke about the honor with WRAL News.
It is amazing. I went into education because I wanted to make a difference, have an impact, and just to see all of these students here, all of my kids here, just make my heart smile.
And you saw him holding up the keys earlier. Well, that's because Capital Ford is giving him an SUV for his use for a whole year. And he says his Air Force background helps him connect with students and form meaningful bonds when it comes to culture and race. Congrats. A national turkey breeder wants to build a new farm and hatchery in Wayne County. How much is going to invest in North Carolina to be a major poultry supplier?
And it's a rough season for allergy sufferers, and more are suffering for the first time in their lives. How you can tell if you're sniffling, sneezing, and coughing are from allergies or a cold. Today's County by County coverage takes us to Wayne, Harnett, and Chatham counties.
A new multi-million dollar investment is bringing new jobs to Wayne County. Select Genetics will build a new turkey egg hatchery and establish turkey farms in Goldsboro. The company says the facility will create 26 new jobs. Company leaders say the facility will have a production capacity of about 55 million hatching eggs per year. North Carolina ranks second in the country for turkey production.
Harnett County's partnership with Campbell University helped 450 people file taxes for free this season. New numbers from the university show students helped file twice as many returns than years before. Taxpayers who were helped were older adults or single parents who would otherwise not file or pay to have their returns filed. One taxpayer was so grateful for this community service, he bought Bojangles breakfast for everyone.
Okay, dog owners, mark your calendars. Chatham County Parks and Rec is hosting a Dog Days event next weekend. The event will feature dog and family-friendly activities. Adoptable dogs will also be available, as well as a dog trick contest and a pet look-alike contest. The event starts next Saturday, that's May 6th, from 9 until noon at the park at Briar Chapel.
Allergy season certainly started early, and not only that, seasonal allergies are making more people miserable this year. Doctors are referring to this early allergy season as a pollen storm. Also, a growing number of people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing allergy symptoms for the first time. Doctors say warmer temperatures that extend the window for pollen release are behind this explosion of allergens. So how do you know if you have allergies or something else like a cold? Doctors say there's one telltale sign.
The difference is itching. So people who have allergies tend to have a lot of histamine release causing itching in their nose, itching in their eyes.
In places around the southeast, like here in North Carolina, spring came 3 weeks earlier this year. If you're suffering, especially for the first time, get help. Doctors say a number of treatments exist that can offer relief.
Health experts say pandemic mistakes may have cost lives. We look at what lessons we can learn from the COVID outbreak to be better prepared. Plus, adult smoking in the U.S. drops to a historic low. We have the new numbers from the CDC on the decrease.
The Carolina Panthers' newest quarterback has officially entered the building. This is Bryce Young. You can see him making his way through the crowds here at Bank of America Stadium. I mean, there is just so much excitement surrounding Young. He was drafted last night as the first round pick. The Panthers say they chose Young to try and upgrade a quarterback position that really has been in transition for the last five seasons. Just before midnight, they announced that fans would be able to meet him at Bank of America Stadium. So that is what they are doing. He is signing autographs. They have a DJ. There are opportunities to take photos with him, even win autographs. Something interesting to note, Young joins Cam Newton and Kerry Collins as the only other quarterback selected by the franchise in the first round of the NFL draft. So a lot of excitement surrounding Bryce Young today. A lot of excited fans there for sure.
And a lot of fans ditched work so they could be there, so don't tell their bosses.
Sure. Hey, Cam took him to the Super Bowl also, so, you know, no pressure, Bryce. More than a million people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S., and some health experts say pandemic mistakes that were made may have cost lives.
Mandy Gaither has more on what some say the U.S. did wrong and how it may shape future pandemics.
Across the U.S., COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are trending down. But over the course of more than 3 years, the virus stole lives and made many severely sick.
We thought we were the best prepared country.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says there were some successes over the pandemic, including the rapid development of the vaccine. But the U.S., one of the wealthiest nations on Earth, racked up more than 1.1 million deaths from COVID-19, a death toll that outpaced those of most other countries. Fauci says two problems led to this: divisiveness of politics, which caused distrust in public health recommendations to get vaccinated and wear masks in public.
There was a lot of, you know, opposition of do this, don't do this, people pushing back. Those people could not all be wrong. We've got to understand what the underlying reason why they were pushing back.
Fauci also says the U.S. public health departments and for-profit healthcare system are largely disconnected.
When it came to the implementation of public health, the uniformity of a response, the communication, the ability to get data in real time, we really fell very short.
But he says the lessons learned during this pandemic may help prepare us for future ones.
Dr. Fauci says that while everyone would like to put the outbreak behind us, we can't forget it. He says there are still about 150 deaths a day from COVID-19, and the virus is still out there.
We're just not talking about it as much anymore, pretty clearly. Mm-hmm. A lot of clouds out there. We see that behind us, but some sun getting through right now. This ahead of the next round of severe storms coming tonight. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center, which is why we have that weather alert day.
And this is our nice break before we start to see more thunderstorms developing as we get into the late afternoon and evening. All the rain that we saw this morning is pushing away from us, and we are seeing a few holes in the clouds. Definitely a lot of cloud cover out there, but take a look at Southern Pines. You can see some blue peeking through as we take a look at Longleaf Golf and Family Club, and we're seeing that in a lot of places. We do still have our level one risk for severe storms in effect through the evening, especially. There were a few counties that were removed from that. Really, the only couple counties in our viewing area, Person County and Mecklenburg County, Virginia. But elsewhere, we're looking at the potential for some scattered storms. A few of those could become severe. It does not look like widespread severe weather for us this evening, but a chance of some damaging wind between 6 and 10 p.m. Tornadoes are unlikely. Some hail is possible, and there might be some localized flooding, but it would really be localized. We are not looking at a lot of widespread heavy rain out of this coming through this evening. So let's move it on ahead through the afternoon. We'll continue to have some holes in the clouds. There could be a sprinkle or a little shower that pops up here or there. We'll have a better chance of some storms starting between 6 and 7, and you can see those popping up, just a few of them. Really very limited coverage for us this evening, but that's our threat for severe thunderstorms. Saturday is looking just fine. We're likely to have a lovely day, a little cloud cover to begin with. And there's so many festivals and events happening across our area. One of those is Spring Days in Cary. We'll see mid-60s at 9 o'clock, 74 at lunchtime, and our high of 80 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Still likely to be a little bit on the muggy side. And system number two is coming right behind that nice, pleasant day in between our two systems. So for Sunday, we do have a level one risk for severe storms. So it is a weather alert day again on Sunday. And currently, Sunday's looking a lot wetter than today. We take a look at late Saturday night. There could be a wave of some rain that rolls through. We're not likely to see that in our viewing area until maybe around 10 or 11 o'clock. It moves out pretty quickly. We're cloudy at 6 a.m., but we start to see the rain rolling in Sunday around 8 or 9 o'clock. And look at those waves coming through. This is noon on Sunday. We'll pause it again at 3 o'clock. That rain just continues. And then we may end up with a line of some severe storms between 5 and maybe 9 p.m. on Sunday. So that's going to be our best chance. Looking at just a little bit more rain for this afternoon, or, you know, bumping it down to maybe a quarter of an inch to a half an inch as an average. But we'll add to that on Sunday. Sunday looks like the wetter day right now, maybe another inch or so added to that from Sunday's showers. 73 on Sunday after being a nice warm day on Saturday. Of course, with some sunshine this afternoon, we should warm up into the mid-70s. We get into next week and our temperatures are below normal. Highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. Right now, it looks like it should stay nice and dry. Look at these overnight lows. They're going to be chilly too, back into the 40s. Thursday morning, 43 degrees. That is going to be on the chilly side. Keep it tuned here. Of course, this evening, Mike and Kat will be tracking any thunderstorms that pop up right here on TV.
Thanks for that. We sure will. A jumbo cat gone viral gets a forever home. We check back in with this chunky cat named Patches and get an update on his new weight loss journey with a new friend.
Researchers in Australia have released some remarkable video of humpback whales. They followed the mammals for more than a year and observed a very interesting behavior. You see, these whales are rolling on the seafloor to exfoliate dead skin and remove parasites. Scientists say it's important to maintain skin health. So here's the interesting thing. That also helps feed the ocean, as fish can be seen feeding on what is scraped off. In Nevada, Carson City is preparing for fire season with sheep. The city started this project in 2004 by bringing in the animals to act as living lawnmowers. They graze on dry grass and shrubs, and that helps reduce wildfire risk. It's estimated a sheep eats about 5 pounds of dry vegetation per day. Since Carson City has started the program, it has seen less intense fires.
Well, you might remember this chunky cat who went viral. We told you about him a couple days ago. Patches, a 40-pound cat from Virginia, has been officially adopted and is on a weight loss journey. Even his new mom is getting into the fitness life, both eating healthier and walking more.
I never realized that I was going to be accountable to tens of thousands of people. But I think if that's one way to do it, that's one way to do it. And darn it, I'm going to do it. If he can do it, I can do it.
Accountability is key. Patches is now down to 38 pounds, and his journey is just getting started. Because so many of you loved Patches, his owner made a Facebook page for him. It already has 10,000 likes. If you're looking for your own fluffy cat to welcome you to your home, look no further than Leo. Here he is, a local up for adoption right now at the SPCA of Wake County. Theo's 5 years old, described as an absolute unit. He's a big one, too. Leo is vision impaired. He relies on his ears to get around for the most part. But it doesn't slow him down at all. He has FIV, a common illness with cats, which can be transmitted to other cats, can be treated also. Therefore, the SPCA says Leo should be the only cat in the home.
As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today. A high school student is in surgery at this hour after being stabbed outside Pinecrest High School in Southern Pines. Officials tell us it happened in the parking lot before school. Another student is in police custody. All other students are safe.
Wake County School Board will meet in about 2 hours to review public feedback on its search for a new superintendent. More than 4,000 members of the community took surveys. More than 1,700 staff members did as well, and they give feedback on the characteristics people want to see in the replacement for Caddy Moore, who is retiring at the end of June.
And a hero's welcome for the Carolina Panthers' first round draft pick. Bryce Young arrived at Bank of America Stadium within the last hour to a fan celebration. The team used the first overall pick in the 2023 draft last night to select Young from Alabama. Fans are calling it a new era for the Panthers.
No pressure, right? How about that greeting? You know, the king of the Queen City just shows up. First round draft pick. Alabama, if you can believe this, have never had a number one draft pick in the NFL draft, quarterback or anybody.
And he's not a typical size quarterback, right?
Nope.
A lot has been talked about his size. He's 5'10", 204 pounds, but we'll see what he does for the Panthers.
Big
fans are sure excited. Yes.
No doubt.
NBC News Daily is next on WREL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.